time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, as well as KOALITV.com. I'm Dave Hokanson. This morning, it's our school district update, and we have Polly Vogrenik from Wellington Elementary. We talk about all the great things that are going on out there, making it through and into the new year, because, you know, that seems to be the biggest thing, is making it through 2020 and into 2021. Polly, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start right off with, we were talking before about the fact that, you know, mid-year testing is always a big deal out at Wellington Elementary.
Yeah, through the district with, there are state-required mid-year assessments. So we found a couple of years ago that it was better to just do them the month of December and have them over with, so that when January came, we could just get right going. And so we have completed all of our mid-year testing, so kids are back into intervention groups, their groupings, ready to just get the road going.
And let's talk about, you know, the fun stuff that led up to before the testing. Not the testing's not fun.
Yeah. But,
you know, you guys did plenty of fun things for the kids and helping out the community, a lot of community service projects. Let's talk about some of those.
We have some employees at our building that work second jobs, and they work at one of the local nursing homes, and so they've done a lot of great things for the residents there. During October, the students designed full-size door decorations, and so the residents had their door decorated for the month of October. We also wanted to recognize the hard work that all of our local healthcare workers are doing. So our students made cards for the doctors and nurses in the community, and we delivered those to the nursing homes and the hospital and some of the home health agencies. And so it was kind of nice to see the kids thanked on Facebook, holding the cards, and to know that that was appreciated. So we're trying to work in some community outreach, community service type projects for the kids to give back to the community.
And you know, it's always good to teach them to give back to your community. It's a very important thing. And it sounds like it was a lot of fun for them too.
Oh, they enjoyed it. The doors that the fourth and fifth graders did were amazing. You know, they got to design and come up with what they wanted on their door for Halloween. And they were very creative and really excited to see pictures of the residents next to the doors that they had done.
Okay, and you know, moving forward, and then you had testing, and now you're into 2021, and it's just kind of business as usual right now, right?
Right. We're back to trying to just keep everything back as normal as we can. Still masks. The kids have been great about wearing their masks, doing the sanitizing procedures that we had put in place. It's always a time of year to we practice and remember and remind all of our school-wide procedures. We're recognizing how the students who did progress on their mid-year testing. So at our school, we give gumballs for every level a student goes up in their reading. So my instructional coach and I will be delivering over like 500 of the giant gumballs to students who have gone up. And we have about 210 students. So that means like every student at least went up one or multiple levels in their reading from the beginning of the year to receive. And they've received gumballs all along, but some kids are going to get 3 and 4 gumballs because from beginning of, you know, they've gone up. And so we're pretty excited to get to do that and reward all their hard work.
You know, a little motivation's not bad.
It's not. And and it's surprising, you know, they get so excited, and I love it when they come to my office and I have the gumball machine in my office and they bring me the paper that says they've been working hard and they've increased. And so it's kind of fun to see them. And some kids, when it's the first time they've gotten one for the year and they're a first grader or whatever, they get so excited to come to my office to give it to me.
Well, and you know, we've talked in the past, and it seems like reading is like the end all beat all. That's the biggest thing that everybody works on. And it sounds like it's really no different out at Wellington Elementary with the growth that you've seen. That's got to be encouraging, right?
It is. They've implemented before I got there, we have a reading period at the beginning of the morning. The kids start out every morning reading. It's been kind of fun to even go watch the kindergarten. They're getting to the point that the kids are really sounding out no sight words and stuff. So to see the kids sitting there reading through some books that they've practiced reading, they probably have memorized them, but just to watch them practice sitting there reading their books, it's so exciting, and they want to sit and read them to you, and so it's an exciting time to watch as our kindergarten and first graders are learning to read and getting to go listen to them.
And that's a great time in their lives as well.
Yeah.
As you look forward to the rest of the school year, is there anything coming up that you're kind of anticipating or looking forward to?
You know, the students, it's just kind of, we plan activities, our student government plans activities, and so we still have all of our Spirit Fridays where the kids have things to look forward to. I've had different organizations approach, well, we usually do this activity, but we want to do it a little different. So we're still trying to have those activities, but just in a different way, and to try to keep it as fun and as engaging as we can with trying to make it safe and healthy for the kids.
All right. Well, Polly, thank you for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it. We hit everything on your list, right? We checked it all off?
Yeah. I think, you know, our kids have had a great experience, and the teachers have been phenomenal in terms of trying to make accommodations to still get to do those activities that they normally get to do. And we've had to tweak them, but they've still got to do those activities. So it's been kind of fun.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping in this morning. Everybody out at Wellington Elementary, stay healthy this year.
Absolutely. We're doing great.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews just like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.